It is widely believed the vaping-related illnesses sweeping the country are mostly caused by the use of black market THC products. To combat Utah's high number of vaping-related lung illnesses, the Utah Department of Health issued a statement on Tuesday enacting an emergency rule when it comes to tobacco retailers. The first part of the rule, which goes into effect next Monday, requires all stores that sell tobacco products to post signage advertising the dangers of vaping illegal, unregulated THC products. Ryan Bartlett, who works for the department's Tobacco Prevention and Control Program, said one of the only options to gain control of the problem is through marketing.
Unlike other outbreaks, so for example, when there's a food poisoning outbreak or something like that, we can't just recall, you know, spinach or lettuce or whatever might be causing that. Because in this case, the THC that's being vaped is already illegal.
The second part of the emergency rule restricts the sale of flavored e-liquids and products to specialty tobacco businesses who get 35% or more of their revenue from tobacco products. While some argue there's no link between legal, flavored e-juices and the outbreak of illnesses, Bartlett said,
"There's a strong correlation between those who are vaping THC and the number of those people who are vaping THC who got started with flavored products. And that correlation is higher the younger the people are when they begin vaping. So we're hoping that by restricting flavors, we'll significantly cut down on the number of youth who are getting started on vaping in the first place. And in doing so, the number who would eventually move on to vaping THC products."
Savannah Allred, who manages the Mystic Sphinx in Logan, said there is a chance the business would be forced to close if the new rule were made permanent. While the emergency rule is only slated to remain in place for 120 days, Utah lawmakers reintroduced bipartisan legislation to make the restriction permanent on October 3rd. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, this is Kat Webb.